culture. You gotta.
You mean you guys gotta have some standards? This is very. Fucking, you can't take your fucking baby to buy dildos.
No, right.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/comicsyndicate. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Now I'm here with my boy.
You are here with unemployed Mem the Beaner.
I am employed, tired, sore, Josias Arabella. Adam, how you doing over?
Did you not hear the first part? I've already tried to end myself 4 times today.
Oh, man.
And failed.
Okay. So how did the interview go
today? I had, like, interviews. I hate fucking interviews.
Yeah, they suck dick, dude.
The interview I went today, it was weird because I got an email.
Yeah.
She said, okay. I call her. It's her cell phone. Someone's cell phone. She's like, okay, call me tomorrow.
Okay.
At 10, so I'll give you the directions.
Where was it at?
At 11. It's actually right by my old house.
Okay, not bad.
I'm like, well, you know, can't you just give me the directions now and then I can set up? No, call me at 10.
What the fuck is this shady
shit? Yeah, it's shady, dude. So she finally gave me the directions, right? Uh-huh. And then she's like, okay, we're by the Fresh and Easy, mm-hmm. the last building on the left over there in Anaheim Hills. We have no sign. No labeling on the doors or anything, bro.
Awesome. So like, what the fuck is
what
this?
What the fuck? So I go there, fucking lock, you know, knock on the door. Yeah. Some dude comes out, white guy, big, tall white guy, okay. Shorts and a t-shirt and a hat. And he's like, all right, come in here, dude. All right, you're Adam. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm Jared. So we go in there.
Did he ass rape you?
What happened?
Did he ask
you? I don't know. I mean, I was getting scared. This guy could totally take me, dude. I was going to go get some lube at Fresh and Easy, but he goes, okay, on the back, just go and write me a paragraph. I just want to make sure you know how to fucking write something.
Idiot. Okay. No joke?
No joke. And he goes, I have another guy coming in too, so. Idiot. So I'll just write a paragraph, like whatever.
Okay.
And then this guy comes in, and I thought he was going to rob the place, this guy. He comes in like a fucking black cholo. With dreads.
Oh, snap.
Fucking gangster shirt. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What the hell was this for?
It was for a patrol.
Oh, shit.
I come in with a
like undercover?
Pants. I don't know, dude. Well, we did
21
that.
Jump Street, or what's going on over here, dude?
I don't know. LL Cool J comes to the door. And it was this. He goes, I'm going to show you guys a video. I need you guys to write an incident report on it. You know, just I guess he's just trying to make us know that we can fucking write and speak.
Okay.
And it was funny because I wrote it, and he's all like, okay, you got something that no one ever got, but then you missed something huge. I'm like, what the fuck? He goes, okay, it was the butler. No, it was a blue car that came into a drive-through.
Okay.
Ordered, went to the door, mm-hmm. took the food and took off without paying, like on the video. There's no sound either, right?
Okay.
And then he starts doing these donuts, like all over the parking lot.
Yeah.
Goes back in the drive-through.
Okay.
Speeds through, and what I saw, I thought it was a Carl's Jr. sign.
Okay.
He runs into, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, it wasn't a sign, it was an actual person in the Carl's Jr. costume. I'm like, what the fuck? And he's all like, yeah, dude.
You missed the fucking clip.
He ran the guy over, and I'm like, what? That looked like a sign, dude. And he's like, well, he did get the one part where he asked, hey, dude, are you okay?
Oh, fuck, dude. Okay.
So...
Go ahead.
It was a real easy interview.
Awesome.
I don't know if I'm going to take it or not, but...
Is that typical for your fucking line of work?
That was a first like that, dude.
Damn, dude, okay.
Fucking, it looked pretty bad. I thought I was going to get...
All right.
Here's a video camera, pull your pants down.
Like, yeah, it fuck? Sounded better. Okay.
How was your fucking weekend?
I was depressed this weekend.
You were?
Yeah, Friday night, got home from work, and I'm like... It's 8 o'clock, hit 7 o'clock. I'm like, I just felt like this, my heart was like broken. Like, I felt like a schoolgirl getting stood up on prom night. Dude.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was ready to put out.
We set this up. We said we're going to do it. I know. My schedule is so fucked up, and I got to thank Joe for putting up with me and with my schedule. I don't know what I'm going to have right now with the jobs and stuff like that, but Friday night is like date night, and I'm getting shit from.
the lady, I respect you know what that, I mean. Dude. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm single. I can do my own thing, so I can wing any day, really. But yeah, dude, I thought it was just weird though, because I mean, we did agree on it, and then that night, like my lips all like.
What kind of music do you have?
Oh fuck! Well, I would listen to Alice in Chains. Like,
do
dude.
You really wanna?
Pretty much, dude. And I was gonna put out, man. But yeah, dude. Besides that, dude, good weekend. Busy, productive. Ran a few times this weekend. Played softball. Yesterday started up at work. Also, guys, we normally record Fridays. The past few months, we're recording Tuesday today. And yeah, dude, I'm sore from yesterday from my softball game. We got smashed.
So how was the score?
Well, trip out. I didn't play last week.
Okay.
We got destroyed, dude. 23-2.
Fuck, isn't there like a mercy rule?
There is, dude. Jesus. 15 runs. But so I'm not saying I helped up that much, dude, but I played first, I played short, and I played center left, and I was just killing it, dude. But we lost 15-9. So they're like, wow, we did really good. So way cool, man. I mean, I had a lot of fun. It's great to be out there again, dude. But yeah, so I had a good day. I got out of work early today, thank goodness. Carl, thanks a lot, dudes, for letting me out. And yeah, man.
No championship?
Well, barely our second game. There's 8 games in the season.
You going to pull Patriots? Yeah. Did we talk about that last week?
We don't need to.
Are my champs?
Yeah. No, we didn't. We didn't.
Okay, so everyone, this goes to fucking everyone. Was it third week in the season?
We don't need to talk about this.
Fucking Patriots, fucking sick. Brady's crying. Fuck Brady you, was Niners. Crying. Fuck you, Dolphins.
Kansas City, fuck you guys.
Fuck
made him
any
cry.
Other team that was talking shit on my Brady. He doesn't cry, he wins.
Oh, man. Well,
thank you, Pete Carroll, for playing that
stupid call.
You know what? He did it for a reason, though. He did it for a reason.
Yeah, but they could have ran it one more time still.
The clock would have went. They stuffed him the first one.
Yeah, and his percentage sucks, dude. Marshawn Lynch at the goal line. So, I mean, fuck it. Okay, that's all we're going to talk about that. Congratulations.
Super Bowl.
You ready for some Twitter shout-outs?
Yes.
All right, dude. This is going to be off of episode 78, Razor's Edge. First boy to hit us up was our boy, actually, Eric Lopez, 247, Eric the Looker Lopez. He hits us up and says, I'm pretty sure there's a porn called Vagina Busters. Haha. Hashtag ruined our childhood. Hashtag Vagina Busters.
Vagina Busters.
That was pretty funny, dude.
That's pretty cool.
I think that was pretty big last week, actually, dude.
Vagina's always big.
Right? We should have named the episode Vagina Busters, perhaps. Next one says, is it Lupe 01219? She says, I love the hashtag easy access mobile via your website. Hashtag sexy voices. Hashtag love of comics. Hashtag dudes from OC.
Okay, so how about likes... hashtag get us some reviews, Loops?
Just kidding. There I love you, go, Loops. Dude. I love you, Loops. She gets back to us. She says, hashtag the dying dead. This book is very interesting. Should I get it? Agreed on the art from Gotham Academy. Did good reviews this week, guys. Thumbs up.
Dying Dead's long.
Yeah, and it's Jonathan Hickman, dude.
Hickman is so great if you like, trade.
Yeah, actually, it's Hickman. He reads better in trade, so I mean, yeah.
Fuck.
Pick it up, though. It's good. At Piggy Mouth, Cheryl's next one hits. It's up. She says, Vagina Team, LOL. She says, I'm not looking forward to that. And she says, hashtag Razor's Edge. She gets back to us again. I'm all up for the strong female characters, but Ghostbusters should be dudes. Hashtag Vagina Busters.
Horrible.
So I'm glad.
Horrible.
People didn't think we were anti-feminine, you know. Feminine.
We talk about vagina all the fucking time in the show. We talk about dicks going in vaginas.
This is very true. But as far as women not being in the Ghostbusters.
That's horrible idea.
That's a bad call, dude.
Straight to fucking Netflix.
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations. What was it doing there?
Next one's going to be from, actually, this is just a bunch of people were hitting us up, dude. Mike hit us up. Miguel hit us up. Lisa. Albert, they're like, what the fuck? Where is a new fucking episode, guys?
Jesus Christ.
And
guys.
Sergio hit us up today, too, like on Facebook saying, like.
Yeah, the one time Sergio hits me up, where the fuck's the episode?
I know, dude.
Guy's been fucking in a cave for like the past year.
Hey, he's got the kid, he's got work, he's got school, man. He's a busy cat. So we need to pick his brain, actually, because we.
Oh, yes. So our intro.
Go for it, dude. We went back to our old school intro today,
old
guys.
Old school intro, if you guys listen to
which
it.
Which we like, anyways.
So I don't know what happened, but it's disappeared. My computer is anti-comic syndicate.
Yeah.
Does not like the show or my computer.
It would not be a comic syndicate show if there wasn't a fuck-up.
I may have deleted all downloads on accident.
Oh, dude, don't say that.
No, we got our stuff. All right, but anything downloaded from like Facebook, like he put it.
Yes, he put it
on Facebook.
Ah, that's true.
So we'll try to find it.
I can probably shoot it to you at the end of the show, dude. All right, we'll figure it out, dude. Okay, next one's gonna be actually Miguel actually called me up yesterday. We were talking. It was pretty cool. We spoke Saturday, and he called me up again. Yesterday, which was cool, before my game, he's like, you know, we're just shooting the shit, catching up, and he said that his son listens to us, and they had gone out, and he subscribed to us.
Is that good?
14 years old.
14 years old. We talk a lot of bad stuff, Miguel.
But thanks a lot, dude. We need your son's name, dude, so we can give him a shout out.
I'm going to be calling you very soon, my friend.
What the hell are you doing letting him listen to us? But thanks for the download.
Now we're going
to
go extra hard.
Extra
today.
Hard, just the way women like it, dude.
Balls deep.
All right, dude. So next one's going to be from our boy, my boy, dude, Johnny. He says he's Jester Lokes. So I heard the cast last night. It was pretty sick. So to your questions. Yes, I do listen. On that note, Josias, I gotta bust your balls a bit for mispronouncing my name. It's Lokes, like the shades, but just with an L-O-K-Z. With that said, sex facts. I'm all for sending a girl flowers to the workplace or in general for no cause at all. I do this now. Not only do I get points, but my girl's the talk of the week at work. And what girl doesn't want to be the talk of the week? Library girl.
Fat girls.
Library girl says, I need to start going to the library more, LOL. And she was hot again. Enough said. Fantastic Four, what isn't wrong with this movie besides everything starting with the square logo? And
everything!
Says, he says, Bride Busters. I got no problem with an all-female cast, but don't fuck with the classic. Take note of every Superman relaunch since the original, and they all bombed. I can keep going with all this, but it's all good. Keep up the great work. I'm still waiting on my shirt. And speaking of shirts, Adam.
We are waiting on shirts too. We're planning on making some shirts. We're just trying to figure out if we want to put the logo on it or we just want to put real simple.
Yeah, I like that one.
TheComicSyndicate.com on our back or Twitter.
That's pretty dope, dude. I liked that one. It was very simple. Even the Comic Syndicate logo one looked sharp, but I think I liked that just the straight up.
The college like letters, like they're called. I think it's called. I don't remember. But anyways. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get those out before WonderCon.
Cool. Sounds great, man. All right. We'll keep you guys posted on that. Then he says, I wasn't expecting a shout-out, so that was a cool surprise. Thanks a lot, Johnny. Dude, we appreciate that you do listen. So, guys, real quick, find us on iTunes, Stitcher, thecomicsyndicate.com. You guys can download us there and let us know what you guys think. Give us a follow on Twitter. You guys know how to find us. Next one's going to be Instagram messages, dude. First person to hit us up on Instagram was at SassyLittleN3RD. She says, yes, I'm all about sharing the love in a relationship. Women need flowers and so do men. Which I thought was interesting because
I like flowers.
I don't necessarily like giving them for some reason, but I've had only one girlfriend in my life that has given me flowers, and it was a nice gesture. And she did it quite often.
Like, there's like plenty of money you could spend on a man.
That's true.
That you spend on flowers.
That's very true, though. Yeah.
You could buy them comics, toys, mm-hmm. fucking.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Pocket shit. Pussies.
Very true. she goes on, she says, also, yes, Ghostbusters is ruined. My son watches the original Ghostbusters, and I showed him the new ones for the new movie, and he was not happy. Ha ha. And then she says, even though you tripped over some words, it was a fantastic show. So thank you. Easy to follow along, laughed a lot, and just enjoyed listening to you. You can totally hear the passion in your guys' voices. What makes listening to you guys easy?
Nice. You should put that on an iTunes
review.
Review or
five stars, please.
Any star. I don't like that 5 stars.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah.
I take whatever you guys. If you want to give us 1 star,
give us 1 star.
You
we're
can
cool
go to
it.
Fucking hell. But that's all right. We still love you.
Nice, dude. Next one's gonna be dude. Instagram again, dude. At Paul T. Stevenson. He says, just checking out your podcast as per recommendation of my fellow Dreadnoughts, Jared and Mark. Love the show. Funny, informative, good stuff. So Jared and Mark are the co-hosts of the Dreadnoughts Action Toy Art podcast. It's pretty dope. Have you listened to it yet?
I listened to a couple of them.
Yeah. Cool. They're good. Yeah, they only have like 4 out, dude, but they're cool cats. So listen to them. They're fucking awesome and good people, dude. And Paul Stevenson's, they had mentioned us on the show, so that's how Paul found us.
Nice.
So Paul's following me now on Instagram and Twitter as well, dude. He says, funny, informative, good stuff. I'll be downloading more episodes tonight to listen to offline at work. I will be starting to catch up on the old episodes very soon.
Very cool.
I hope to be joining Mark and Jared on their show very soon, too. I will definitely keep in touch.
Go to our website, comicsyndicate.com, and go under episodes. Yeah. And we have all our yes. fucking episodes on there.
Full library now.
Except for number one. And
yes.
And maybe one day we'll bring that out again.
Ooh, I want to know what... it's gone with everything else on our computer, dude. I'm curious how we... Have you listened to it since?
It's been a year since I listened.
Okay, we need to find that because I want to download that because I gotta hear how bad we sound terrible. So we've learned nothing since episode one.
Nothing. Just cuss more.
Just cuss more and talk more pussy.
Actually, cuss less.
You think so? Well, episode one was like 1,000 f bombs.
Yeah, and I counted. Shits and fucks. It was over 100.
Holy shit, that's awesome. Well, all right,
whatever.
Next one's gonna be at Dev Has Soul on Instagram. He says that. We were just chatting, dude. We've been following each other for a while. He had sent me a picture of Ben Affleck as Batman, and then, you know, we just had an interesting conversation about that, dude. And we come up with the conclusion, like, you know, why were people bitching about fucking Ben Affleck when people should have been bitching about Jesse Eisenberg being cast as fucking Lex Luthor?
It's, you know, it doesn't... Does it really matter anymore? Like, do we even care?
Okay, well, we got...
Because I forgot.
Okay, touche. Now, Ben Affleck, I don't think is going to be a bad fucking Batman. If they're going to go with the Dark Knight Returns route... I think it looks good. I mean, he got fucking yoked for it, dude. So that's what we were talking about, dude. And then we mentioned how, fuck, imagine if Bryan Cranston would have been Lex Luthor. Yeah. That was a rumor for a while. How much the cast and how great that would have been. And then we start talking about the casting for Jon Stewart, Green Lantern. And he tossed out Shamar Moore would be a good Jon Stewart, Green Lantern, or Damien Hounsou from Gladiator is that guy.
Isn't Tyrese trying to do it?
Tyrese was on a tear. He was for a while.
Fuck,
that's
out of here.
That's why Dev Has Soul hit me up. He's like, so what do you think about it? I'm like, Tyrese, I think...
No.
He would pull it off, dude.
He needed to be in the car with Walker.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
You needed to be in the car with them. I'm just saying it.
All right. And on that note, guys, mine would be Shamar Moore, dude. All right, guys. That's all we got for our Twitter shout-outs. You guys can go to nerdbong.com where you guys can find us and a bunch of other sick... cool, fantastic podcast.
And then you guys can, we got a couple networks. We're on Nerdbong, like Joe just said. We're on Renegade Radio Thursdays from 7 to 10. Mm. We got Wicked Radio.
Yep, you.
And we're just keep on growing. We're just trying to find new people to join up. And we'll join up with them.
Yeah, yeah.
A big network.
Sounds good, man. And you guys, again, find us at thecomicsyndicate.com. All right, man, where do you want to go, dude? Since we have it's Valentine's Day this week, and I have a lot of weird sex and or one-page articles. We can go strictly sex and what the fuck love, or we can go through one I entitled American Baby Sniper.
American Baby Sniper?
Or Lindsay Hoffman and Companion Left Baby in Frigid Car to Enter Sex Store. Or we can get four.
I like the sex story.
Yeah, all right, cool. Here you go, man.
I mean, you guys got to have some standards.
This is very
true. I mean, you can't take your fucking baby to buy dildos.
No, right.
Jesus Christ.
Alrighty, Lindsay Hoffman, 26, is accused of leaving a two-week-old child in a freezing car while she shopped at an adult novelty store.
At least it wasn't hot. Can babies die from... They can freeze to death. My bad.
Oh, man. Awesome. The car was parked outside the VIP very intimate pleasures as an adult.
Very, very important perverts. Novelty there it is.
Yeah, dude, totally. I know, right? Lindsay Hoffman, 26, entered the store Wednesday night with Marquette Rigsby, 54, and her infant. Store employees turned them away, however, because children weren't allowed inside. So she took them inside first, dude. Awesome.
Oh, nice.
All right, so Hoffman and Rigsby returned a short time later without the newborn. We'll be right back. Wow. Employees raced outside and immediately called police when they saw the child alone in the car in 29-degree weather.
Well, she had a blanket?
I don't know.
Dude! I could just see them walking into there with baby carriage.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get this one.
Yeah. Oh, we'll...
Buttholes.
So what are you doing? Glory. You have kids in here.
Okay. We have this fuckers over here. These perverts. Who cares?
Yeah, man. VIP district manager Tina Marchese told WFSB-TV that she was shocked at how cavalier Hoffman and Rigsby were towards the child. She said they continued to pursue the store after being told the police were coming. So still, they did not give a fuck.
What would you put your name down? As if you work there,
I mean, it's a news.
I wouldn't want anybody to know that I work at some fucking establishment where people go to jerk off.
I would not care.
You wouldn't care?
I don't think I would. I'm looking for a second job.
Hey, there's plenty down Harbor Street, bro.
I know, right?
There's a shitload of them.
There you go. The baby was not dressed for winter.
Oh, okay, there you go. Now it's fucked up.
Mom of the year.
Fucking chanclas and fucking shorts.
Shorts, I know, dude. He was just in a normal onesie. No hats, hands exposed. Wow, dude, what a bitch. It really affected us because we were all mothers, so it was really sad for us to see the baby. The baby was taken, the baby boy was taken to a hospital to be evaluated. Although the child's hands and feet were very cold, his body temperature was okay. Hoffman and Rigsby were charged with risk of injury to a minor and leaving a child unsupervised. They were held at $25,000 bond pending a court appearance.
Should have just fucking watched it on internet. Should have watched porn on there.
Yeah, dude. All right, man. So we got American Baby Sniper since we're talking about snipers or babies. Or we can do that one real quick, I guess. Fuck it, dude. Let's do American Baby Sniper, dude. Toddler wounds both parents with one shot from handgun.
Nice. This kid is a born Rambo, dude.
American Baby Sniper. I didn't know how funny. It sounded funny when I said it to myself. Let's see how funny it is, dude. The child's father is helped into an ambulance. Albuquerque, New Mexico. A three-year-old boy found a handgun in his mother's purse and fired just one shot that wounded both parents at an Albuquerque motel on Saturday.
Wow.
Awesome, right?
Where's my fucking baby food? Where's my fucking crackers?
Awesome, dude. I love that. According to investigators, the toddler apparently reached for an iPod but found the loaded weapon.
Yes.
Now, I don't mean to. We're not clowning on the baby. We're clowning on just the situation, guys. So, anyways, we don't give a fuck anyway, so fuck it.
Love, get my iPhone.
He knows how to crack it. The bullet first struck his father in the buttock and then hit the right shoulder of his mother, who is 8 months pregnant. Fuck, dude, so bitch was pregnant too. Right?
Wow, bring this kid to a fucking gunfight, dude. Wow. And he needs one bullet and he kills two people.
Wow, dude.
Actually, three. Why bring? He could have killed three.
Why? That's like that. Why would you bring a chupon to a gunfight? His two-year-old sister was present also, but unhurt. So, wow, dude.
Damn, if it would have hit her, that would have been dad, mom, future baby in the oven.
And this is the baby sister.
And the baby sister.
He should have bought a fucking lottery ticket. Fucking kid. Both injuries are non-life-threatening, authorities said. Justin Ronalds told KOB-TV that he and his girlfriend, Monique Velasquez, were getting ready to order pizza when the toddler fired the shot. It was like if I got up to shake her hand and sat back down. That's how fast it happened, Reynolds said. All of a sudden, we heard a gun go off, and the next minute, I realized...
We got dogs, guys. I wish the baby was here to fucking shoot these two dogs.
Oh, fuck. Man, I realized my girlfriend was bleeding. Then I sat down and realized I was shot, too. Reynolds said he called 911 and grabbed some towels to try to stop her bleeding. I was more worried about my girlfriend than myself, than anything else that was going on. Okay, so good for him. Police said in a statement that the father was treated and released. The mother was hospitalized in stable condition. The case will be forwarded to the DA's office and pending charges of felony criminal negligence will be reviewed on both parents. So,
we have babies, too, actually. So we have dogs and babies in this house, guys. Sorry about that. But anyways,
holy shit, dude.
Do these parents now look at this baby differently?
Oh, like, don't fuck with you. Like, when you grow up, I'm going to give you whatever the fuck you want because you're going to fucking shoot me again.
The baby gives him, like, looks. Don't fuck with
motherfucker.
Me.
I said
no bath, motherfucker.
I said I want Oreo cookies, dick.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah. All right, man. So we can go through a few of these ones real quick. They're all one page, dude. Young men really do want older women. Ooh. We have your walk can reveal how many orgasms you've had, 18 gifts from exes that are totally grounds for divorce, and 10 cliches about love that won't save your marriage.
Which one's the divorce?
Right here, 18 gifts from exes that are totally grounds for divorce.
Yes!
All right, man. So before you get married, let me tell you...
Well, it's Valentine's Day, right?
It is Valentine's Day, dude. All right. Oh, there you go. All right. Like it or not, gift giving is an unavoidable part of a relationship, but some people in a relationship really can't seem to grasp the importance of a thoughtful gift that's not a kitchen appliance variety.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, last week, Redditors shared the worst gift they ever gotten from a significant other. Yes. Inspired by the thread, we asked our readers on Facebook and Twitter to share the most breakup-worthy gift they ever received from an ex. See some of the worst offenders below. Number one.
Before we go, have you ever given a bad gift?
You know, I don't think so, dude. I'm a great gift giver, I think, dude. Yeah.
That's cool. I usually just break up with girls before Valentine's Day and birthdays.
Nice, dude.
You know.
All right, well, hey. You are cheap, I guess.
Inspires. Anyways, go
ahead. Oh, Inspires, dude. Okay, we got to talk about Newt's talk, what we did last week, too. Okay. Number one, a can of soup for Christmas.
Oh, it's...
That's just bad, dude. Number two, a gift card to the restaurant I worked at.
Wow.
Dumb, Dumb, just dumb. Number three, tickets to an NBA game. His seat was in the first three rows. My seat was up in the rafters.
That guy needs an award. Nice.
I like that one.
That's a pretty
number
good one.
Number three, I like that, dude. Number four, a Valentine's Day card with my name spelled wrong after 5 years together.
Yes.
That guy, I like that one, dude, actually. Number five.
What's his name? Lucy? L-U-Y?
I know, dude. After 5 years, how cool is that, dude? Number five, a bottle of Tubuck Chuck on my birthday. Like a cheap bottle of wine, oh, okay. Or fucking a 40 or whatever it might be, dude.
Jesus.
Number six, one Valentine's Day, my ex gave me a picture of himself. I'm not really into the whole Valentine's gift giving thing. Sure, it's nice to get something, but it's no big deal. But he told me I didn't feel like getting you anything, and I just felt sorry for me and grabbed you a picture of himself and gave that to me as a present.
Come That's on, just bro. Lame, dude. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't not give my picture. Oh, anyways,
a picture of me a fucking selfie. With some other chick. There you go.
That one I can probably do.
Fuck.
Number seven, my ex-wife gave me a barbecue skewer set on Father's Day, then proceeded to tell me she invited 20 of her friends and family over for barbecue skewers, and I would be cooking. Oh. So even the guys get fucked, dude.
Nice.
Bitch. You're lucky I like fucking barbecue.
Fucker.
Except I'm going to invite my boys, too.
Nice.
Okay. Number eight, a big bottle of Kahlua after seeing it was something big and expensive and that I'd love it. Terrible. Okay, number 10, a fire extinguisher. Did I skip one? No, number 9 I skipped. This is the best one ever. Number 9, an exploding Death Star toy from Taco Bell kids meal on Valentine's. That one's just for the sake of fucking Vader.
Just don't even give him presents, dude.
No, dude. Okay, number 10 is a fire extinguisher. Terrible gift.
Terrible.
Unless there was a Vader sticker on it. It just comes down to Vader. Number 11, I got a sponge in my stocking for Christmas 1 year from my ex-husband. That was it, a sponge. That's awesome, dude. I don't know why I like that one so much. Number 12, my ex gave me a super ugly monkey statue that he picked out while flea marketing with the person he was cheating on me with. Awesome. Oh, the monkey looked eerily similar to George W. Bush. Okay. Number 13, a 5-pack of beer for Valentine's Day. He drank one while driving over to pick me up. That's so me, dude.
Oh, my God. There's only two left. What's going on here?
I'll give you, like, an empty fucking pack. Here you go, babe. Number 14, my ex-husband gave me wings and a lap dance for our third wedding anniversary, which was our next-to-last wedding anniversary.
This is horrible.
These guys are awesome, dude.
Man.
Number 15, 75-cent bath foam with the price tag still on it from the bargain store. Awesome.
Jesus.
That was actually pretty bad. Number 16, a Pez dispenser. Valentine's Day gift. Shaking my head.
These guys are not even being creative.
If it was a Vader, fucking. I'm telling you. God. Vader. Okay, anyways. Number 17, I'd have to say a 50-inch TV he bought for himself.
Yeah, we both watch it.
Exactly, fuck, dude. Yeah. Number 18, despite my hatred of roses, my ex-husband insisted on giving me roses for every single event. My birthday, graduation, Christmas, Valentine's Day, etc. I always thanked him, and he tried to kindly remind me that I hate roses. Awesome. So
go to graveyard.
There you go. Cheap, right? Great. Okay, man, we can go through one more real quick if you want. One-page ones. Young men really do want older women. Your walk can reveal how many orgasms you've had, or 10 cliches about love that won't save your marriage.
Fuck. I don't care. Will you pick one?
Okay, man. Let's do... Let's do fucking young men really do want older women.
Older women.
All right, man. Here we go, dude. A few months ago, a study came out that broke the hearts of women everywhere, researched and compiled by the fine people at OkCupid. It revealed that when it comes to men... To what men really want, sorry, in a woman, is it its youth. Do you remember the study? You know, the one that basically said that if you're a woman over 22, you should just give up and crawl under a rock somewhere.
Lots of women look like they need to crawl under a rock and not come out.
True, dude. I'm sure you do, as much as you get tired to forget it, or try to forget it. Along with the sharing and depressing news, it also shared this painful line. Once a woman passes the age of 22, she becomes exponentially less attractive to men. Wow. That's kind of fucked up.
22?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's not true, because I know a lot of
young... So are we going, like, 16 to 22 here, or what's going on here?
Well, let me continue, and then we'll give our scenarios or how we feel about it, dude. Oh, how lovely, and while that still may be true for some men whose fear of aging keeps them from grappling like a rabid vampire for a young woman enough to be their daughter or granddaughter, another study has come out revealing otherwise. Yes, lady, there is hope for all of you over 22 after all. Okay,
God, ready to go. Okay, all right. Just like,
yeah. So that was the initial study that if you're over 22, you're less attractive.
Do you really want young girls?
Oh, dude. Okay, great question. Let's talk about it real quick. I don't personally like younger girls for the stupid factor. they're still young, and the drama factor.
Unexperienced.
Yes, which, unexperienced. You know, I don't mind training a girl like, oh, you're going to like this. Like, try this.
Which hold is this going to? Yes. Okay. What's the youngest?
Fucked. The youngest I've dated or fucked?
Okay, we'll go with each one.
Youngest I've dated. Jeez, we were seeing each other. Youngest I fucked, 18.
18?
And I was 20.
You checked the fucking license?
6, yeah.
Fucking with the fucking blue light.
With the blue light. Yeah, she was 18. Dude, okay, so that was very the youngest cool. I've gone. Yeah, youngest I've gone.
That's cool. And I mean, I don't really date really young. Just because I can't stand
stupid people. What was the youngest compared to you, though?
A few years younger, 5 years. Years, like maybe I was like 21. I was going maybe like a 19.
Okay, that's not bad. That's a typical anyway.
I think I was before I met Margot, an 18-year-old. Well, she was 17, but she was gonna be 18. I didn't do anything.
Didn't you check her?
She hit me up. She's like, I got a couple more weeks until I'm 18. But then I hooked up with my fiance. So
Margot, we'll edit this up.
I shouldn't listen to the show. Not this one, anyways.
God, there you go. Babe, whatever you do, don't listen to this show. A new study of over 450,000 online daters by Elite Singles has found that men between the ages of 20 and 29 prefer to date older women. I do love older women.
Yeah, because they have cars.
Yes, they got jobs.
They have money.
They don't play games.
Exactly.
They're straight to the point. They'll let you know, like, I just want to fuck.
Yeah, they put out.
Yeah, dude. And they pay for lunches and dinners, too, when you go out movies. So
Pappers, they call me the king of Dutch.
Awesome, dude. Although the study did find that, yes, men do want younger women, the average most desirable age gap was up to 11 years younger than themselves. So we're 35.
Fuck, that's...
Would I date a 24-year-old?
I don't know, what you mean? She's super hot, but...
You know what? If she carried herself and... If we got along, I guess. But the smart factor, the smart personality are big factors to me. She's got to be good looking, of course. We've got to hit it off. So, yeah, I guess.
I mean...
No drama. I hate drama. Oh, my God, so.
Dude. There's drama, bro.
Yeah, probably.
At that age...
So, negative for you.
Negative.
Okay. Fuck, no. Even men in their 60s were sticking to this 11-year difference, okay? As opposed to shooting
what
for...
What the fuck? 7-year-olds are going to go for?
Yeah,
the fuck out of here.
Well, no, because now looking at it like that, if I'm fucking 60, I'm going to be with a 20-year-old. And then I don't care about the drama by that point.
Well, I mean, I didn't think they were going to go older.
Exactly. Okay, good point. All right, let me see. Okay, as opposed to shooting for a 40-year difference, are men maturing and getting their hands out of the clouds for 2015? Question mark.
Are we calling that clouds now?
Yeah.
We're calling vagina clouds?
No.
All right, getting hands out of the
clouds. But back to 20-something men wanting older women. According to psychologist Sam Owen, the reason for this interest in older women from younger guys probably has a lot to do with how society is changing. All right, let's figure this out. It's likely indicative of the change in gender roles in modern society towards more equality between the sexes, says Owen. Young men nowadays probably also recognize that older women are, here you go, Adam, and we did mention this, are adept at diligently juggling so many responsibilities, career, children, housekeeping, fitness, finances, socializing,
nice. Cool, yes.
Which makes them intriguing and attractive and more a secure option. And they don't play fucking games, and they'll let you know, I just want to fuck. I love older women, dude.
Yes.
All right, that's
older women, all I want to do is fuck.
Yes, nice. Lovely. However, contrary to what these younger lads may be craving, the study showed that women prefer to be the younger of the two in the relationship, with women 50 and over hoping to ideally find someone 6 years older than themselves. So even broads, no matter how old they are, they're always going to want an older guy.
Really?
I guess to settle with. That's what this...
What about the Cougars, dude? Firefox down on fucking Imperial.
True. We gotta hit it up, dude.
All right, you can go, dude. I'll be in the car.
I need my wingman.
Jesus,
dude.
Christ.
You're probably fucking standing me up for that anyway.
Take Jonathan, dude.
I know, right, dude? Younger women too prefer men older by up to 10 years. Ah, so there you go. Any age women... You guys within that 10. So women just want older men for the most part, dude.
Interesting. There it is.
And while women will go younger, it's by no more than 3 years. Because honestly, dudes aren't so great with the whole maturity thing. So, yeah, we mentioned maturity, but it does work both ways. I mean, I think a woman at 24 compared to a guy at 24, guys are fucking idiots, dude.
So, yes, we are.
And immature, so fuck it. All right, man, that's all I got for... Fuck it, we'll save the rest for another day, man.
Very cool. Then we will be back with some comic talk.
Hey, this is Joe Quesada from San Diego Comic-Con. You're listening to the Comic Syndicate. This is Declan Shelby, artist of Moon Knight for Marvel Comics, and you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back. And
Comic Talk.
But before we do that, we got a couple commercials that our lovely listeners never go to. But that's okay. We still love you.
That's
we
not get... true. I jumped on for Audible recently.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you do the whole thing?
I did.
Nice. So we got Audible. Mm-hmm. And for people that don't like to read or can't read, this is a perfect place to fucking put on your headphones and listen to books. The technology, everyone. So that's on our comicsyndicate.com page. Mm-hmm. We have Amazon. Everybody fucking loves Amazon. I don't know why we're not getting any money from them, because everybody buys everything from fucking Amazon.
Very true.
So if you go on our site at Amazon and you start buying shit, it doesn't cost you any more money. It just helps us out. So that's all on our site. Help us out. So there's our beautiful commercials, and then we're gonna go straight into some comic news.
Yeah, speaking of, man, you ready to hit some fucking comic news?
Comic fucking news.
Alright, man, we have a lot of news. DC Comics aims to diversify lineup post Convergence.
Fuck DC.
So out of the new 52, they are canceling fucking 50 of them.
It's so bad. I saw it, I was like 14-15 books
that they're going
waste of time.
Yeah, so the ones that are going to be kept are Action Comics, Aquaman, Batgirl, Batman, Detective Comics, Batman, Superman, Catwoman, Deathstroke, The Flash, Gotham Academy, thank goodness, Gotham by Midnight, Grayson, fuck, Grayson's not that great, Green Arrow, Green Lantern, Harley Quinn, fucking really? That's so fucking terrible. Justice League United, Lobo, Secret Six, Sinestro, New Suicide Squad, Superman, Superman, Wonder Woman, I actually love Superman, Wonder Woman, and Teen Titans and Wonder Woman.
Are staying. You gotta have Harley Quinn. I hate it, but you have to.
That's true, dude. Now, they're keeping a lot of fucking Batman-centric titles, and they're gonna add like 20 more.
Oh, yay.
The new ones, Batman Beyond, which is pretty dope, dude, so not bad, dude.
Nice.
We have Batmite. I don't see a need for Batmite. This one's I've kind of been intrigued about, but out of all these, we can talk shit on which ones are gonna get canceled.
Okay.
Batmite, canceled. For issues. This one I'm curious about, Bizarro.
Bizarro, I will read.
Right? Black Canary. I think that'll be good.
Okay.
Probably going to be canceled by eight. Constantine, the Hellblazer.
The people love Constantine.
That's true.
They don't love the show, but they like the comics.
They're doing that Save Constantine, dude, and they might move him to the sci-fi. So there you guys go. Okay. More comic news for you guys to suck on. Next one, Cyborg.
No.
It's going to be canceled after, like, issue 8. Cyborg. Dark Universe.
Is that, like, fucking mess? Is that He-Man shit?
No. I think it's, like, maybe, Justice League Dark? Dark, I don't know.
Boo.
Yeah. Green Lantern, Lost Army.
We don't need any more goddamn
Green Lantern. Trip out on this one. Green Lantern, Lost Army, dude. Colin Bunn's gonna write that.
He writes
Magneto, dude.
Oh.
And Wolfman.
Okay.
It's not bad. I'm curious. Doomed. Okay. Earth 2, Society.
Yeah. No.
Dr. Fate, gonna be canceled.
No.
Harley Quinn, Power Girl. Because it's Harley Quinn, people are gonna eat it up.
And dude. Power Girl, because they're giant tits.
Yeah, that's true, dude. Justice League of America.
Don't they already have that?
They do, right?
Whatever. No. All
right. Justice League 3001. No.
No.
Not going to make it.
Cancel.
Martian Manhunter, I'm kind of curious about.
Yes.
Midnighter. I think that's the first openly gay superhero.
Gay guy. Yeah.
I would say so, dude. Yeah, I'm on board, dude. Mystic U.
I don't know what that is.
Not going to make it. Don't worry. Omega Men. Not going to last.
No.
Prez. P-R-E-Z. I'll give it 4 issues and then it's going to be canceled.
Oh my God.
Red Hood Arsenal.
Ooh.
I know, right? We do like Red Hood, Arsenal is pretty dope, dude. Next one, Robin, Son of Batman. Patrick Gleason's going to be writing. That's good, actually, dude.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one.
Interesting, all right. Section 8, Limited Series. So that's limited anyways.
No.
Starfire. Oh. I don't know if she's worth a fucking...
I don't think so.
Okay. Last one, We Are Robin. It's Robin. Well, it's Robin, so maybe we are Robin. Maybe just different stories with everyone who has been a Robin.
Okay.
Perhaps, we don't know yet. But okay, that's what we got. Now we have a bunch of other news besides that, dude. Chris Evan, Chris Pratt news. We got Marvel announces female-led A-Force. That's going to happen soon. Live-action Legend of Zelda series in the works for Netflix.
Netflix, that looks talks. Good.
And the one we heard today that they dropped last night.
Yeah, so, oh yes, the fucking Spider-Man.
Yes,
so,
dude.
That's good. That's really good fucking stuff.
Fucking back home.
I'm glad that they let us borrow Spider-Man for a movie.
I know, dude. And, but it's gonna be so fucking good, dude. Like, okay, finally. Okay, guys, news today. Everyone knows about it by now, dude. So Marvel Studios is gonna have access to use Spider-Man. So the announcement states that new Spider-Man will debut as an undisclosed Marvel Studios film with the co-produced Spider-Man solo film following on July 28th, 2017. Sony will still finance, distribute, and own the Spidey solo films along with retaining final creative control. But because of this, so what's going to happen is Marvel Studios is going to write everything. They're going to get their hands on it. And
what if Sony doesn't like it?
Fucking suck it.
Suck it.
We're not gonna make any money off it.
Yeah. Buy more toys.
Buy more toys. And Sony's gonna make money off of it.
Yeah.
Now how lame is that if you're Sony, like, we really can't make movies. No, Sony, you can't make a goddamn fucking movie.
We can make toys.
Yeah, right?
Dude. We can make cartoons, mm-hmm. but if our life depended on it, yeah. Can I make a goddamn
movie? I know, dude. Now because of this news today, now great news we heard again. Because Captain America Civil War, a big person involved in that storyline is Spider-Man.
He's huge in that. It's like a fucking yes, key dude, he has character. To be.
So now, what they're going to do, they're going to toss in Spider-Man first in a new, or in one of the upcoming Marvel movies. And then on top of that, on July 28th, 2017, they're going to drop a Spider-Man solo movie.
Okay.
And it's, again, Marvel Studios is going to put it out. Now, because of this reason, they're going to move dates on a bunch of their movies.
Fuck.
So here, let's do this now. Thor Ragnarok, originally slated for the same date as a new Spidey movie, has moved 5 months out to November 17th.
Fuck.
Black Panther will now be released July 6th, 2008. Everything got moved up about 5 to 6 months. Captain Marvel moves to November 2nd, 2008. And Inhumans will ship to July 12th, 2019. Okay, so that's pretty much it, dude. This is effectively a series of one movie taking place of the previous one. Black Panther was originally in the November 2017 spot. Captain Marvel was slated for 2018. So everything just got moved up.
This is all a chessboard, my friend.
Yes, and Marvel Studios knows how to make fucking movies, and just all their phases have been sick, dude.
I'm gonna be superheroed out.
I love it, though. I know. They know how to do it now. Dude, DC Studios, you guys just got made. Because you guys, fuck, man. You guys better make that fucking Batman v Superman the best movie ever.
They're going to have a movie come out until, like, next year, yeah, dude. Jesus Christ.
And it's going to go up against fucking Captain America.
Ah, it pisses me off so much.
I love it, dude. We're going to have Spider-Man back, dude. Oh, I fucking love it, dude. So, yes. It's great, dude. The lady who was in charge of Sony, she literally bailed on her position. She was like a CEO chick. She backed down a week ago, and they picked her up. She's going to she's going to be in charge with the
movie and shit?
Yeah, yeah. So she's going to have insight on it, but it's going to be strictly Marvel Studios. Like, they have to say, like, okay, we like this fucking script. Now, I asked you a question earlier today, and nobody has tossed this out yet. All over the internet. Now, Marvel Studios wants to go for a younger... So that means Garfield is out.
A younger Spider-Man.
Yeah. Now, Tobey Maguire, fuck him. He was a piece of shit anyways. Now, which Spider-Man are they going to use? Because on top of... Okay.
What would have you, Peter Parker? I wish it would have been superior.
I would love to see that.
But the Civil War, though.
Exact has to be Peter Parker. Yeah. Now, they can also change it up. Jonathan hit us up, Spectre_Vision hit us up. He said, I want to see Miles fucking Morales. I wouldn't mind seeing Miles Morales, dude. Miles Ultimate Morales. Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, okay.
Now, I want to see fucking Spider-Man 2099 to Miguel O'Hara, too. Now, I asked you. And, okay, so Spider-Man is going to be in a Marvel standalone movie. Mm-hmm. He's going to be part of the Marvel Universe. Now he's a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
On top of that, Sony is still going to go through with the Sinister Six movie. They're going to do a Venom standalone movie.
Jesus.
And they still want to toss out the a chick version of a Spider-Man.
Really?
So either the Mayday Parker.
Man, they're really but sucking I would, the dick of Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Dude.
Now, I want to see Spider-Gwen if we're going to see anyone right now. I'm really digging
that'd be
Spider-Gwen
cool.
right
that'd
now.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think people, the fans are going to fucking dig on it, dude. A lot of people don't know about her, but I mean, she's a new character, really, that we learned about this year. So she'd be fucking sick.
I'd like to see Venom 2, the
yeah.
Thompson.
But now just give it to fucking, let Marvel Studios take care of that too. Now again, goes back to the question, who would you like to see as Peter Parker?
Peter Parker, I would like to see, I don't know his name, but he plays the Flash, that guy.
That youngster? Ooh.
He's a good actor.
Conflict of interest, perhaps.
Perhaps, but he's not even going to be in the DC movies. But anyways, that's true. He has that face, he has that...
That kind of young, naive, innocent,
very innocent guy. I think he would be a great role. He even fucking looks like Peter Parker.
He kind of does. Okay, dude, these ones are just wishful thinking. Now, hear me out. If they wanted to go Spider-Man right now, just hear me out real quick, guys. I know, again, if you guys can toss out any people, let us know what you guys think, dude. If he wasn't going to be the Joker, now... He could pull right now the way they're writing Spider-Man. I think Jared Leto would have the chops.
Character conflicts, bro.
I know. But then again, fucking everyone keeps bailing on fucking
the
Justice League movie or the Suicide Squad movie. Now, this one, I just love this actor. He's a fucking stud and he can fucking act. I just like him. So, in anything, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Please. Horrible movies names.
Everyone. He's in everything. 200 Days of Summer, 500 Days of Summer. Yeah, the little kid from fucking the planet, fucking One Moon Over the Star. That old show, dude, I forget.
Okay.
And this one, dude, is my wild card, guys. This is the one I would want to see. Now, you guys, I'm going to get hate mail for this one, dude. I think he can pull it off. He's a good-looking cat.
Okay.
He's got that charisma when he's not doing drugs. And again, dude, terrible, but this is my go-to first. So if this one gets casted, Peter Parker, Zac Efron.
Okay. The guy from High School Musical.
Yeah,
he's a good-looking cat.
I think he could pull off Peter Parker, dude.
Fuck.
Now, if you guys want to go Miles Morales Spider-Man, I don't know who the fuck they would get for that, dude.
There's not a lot of good-looking Mexicans.
Well, he's a black Hispanic.
Oh, the black, yeah.
Now, if you guys want to do Miguel O'Hara, there's no Hispanic actors there. Sign me up for it, dude. I want to be fucking Miguel O'Hara, dude.
You know what would be good? The guy that's playing...
So hashtag that, guys, to Marvel Studios and Sony.
The guy that's playing in Fantastic Four.
We want that for the villain. Brian B. Jordan.
Yeah, I think he would be good.
And you know what, dude? It's not technically out of the realm of talking. I mean, fucking Chris Evans was fucking Human Torch. Human Torch for fucking Sony is just...
I think it'd be a good Miles.
I think so, dude. So, I mean, there you guys go. Any other calls or mentions, you guys, feel free to hit us up. Hashtag the Comic Syndicate. Hashtag... for the villain as Miles Morales.
Yeah, on our site too, we got a little survey, and I put it out this morning, and we got about 4 people that voted, and 2 of us are here. So thank you for those 2 other people.
No shit,
I really appreciate it, helping us out, getting us numbers. And
I was gonna ask you, like, so how many hits do we get? 4. Okay,
cool. Yeah, I did all 4 of them. Anyways.
And Albert just asked right now, how about the new Spider-Man being played by an actual 15-year-old? I think it's the way to go. Interesting.
Ooh.
They could do it, but what kid has acting chops right now?
Ooh.
I can play young. I just shaved recently.
Be some Peter Parker?
I would love...
Throwing your web everywhere?
Nice, dude. All right, guys. Hit us up, and we're going to hit some comic reviews.
Comics. Birthright.
Yeah.
Number 4. I know every month I review this book, but this will be a short one. So Mikey defeats this mage that he was fighting in the last issue. He was sent to kill by Lore. In the process, Mikey's dad gets burned up. The guy's useless. And his brother, he absorbs this green crystal.
Yeah, from the dead mage. Interesting, yeah.
So we don't really know what's going on with that. They leave the dad because he's useless, and Mickey's mom goes crazy on him.
Oh, Mikey, yeah.
Fucking, he's arrested, and is it Mikey or Mickey?
Mikey.
Okay, yeah, Mikey. And Mikey is, you know, is chatting with Lore while he's trying to, behind some trucks, so his brother won't see him, and we get the gist of what he wants, what Lore wants. Killing the last 4 wizards will let Lore and his army take over the earth.
Yeah.
And then
it was an interesting battle scene too.
Yeah, it was good. The art's getting better.
Yeah.
Mikey can be with his family, so in order for Mikey to actually be with his family, he needs to help Lore.
Yeah.
The kicker, we find out that part of the prophecy was that Mikey had to marry a princess, and she comes back.
That was interesting.
With a baby in the oven.
Yeah.
We got some crazy mama problems.
Yes. Now, very cool, yes, because apparently while Mikey was in the other world, yeah, like you said, he got a broad pregnant.
Fuck, he had to, dude. He had to put it in, man.
And they had mentioned something like, it's your birthright to cross over dimensions. And it, now, when let's say she has the baby over here, she probably won't be able to cross back. I'm thinking the only reason she's able to cross anyways is because she's got the baby.
Because of, oh, okay.
That's, but, you yeah, know, so the baby that. Will be able to transport, but maybe she'll be stranded. And then just, yeah, I liked it, dude. Okay, let's do, fuck me, dude. I have not done Hawkeye in a long time. They're going to end Hawkeye really soon, guys, with, I believe, what, issue 24, I think. All right, guys, this one's going
to I jumped off, dude.
It's been bad for a long fucking time, dude.
Fuck.
All right, so this one, actually, Adams, first of all, was going to be, Joshua Williamson is the writer for that one. I forget the artist. Sorry about that. This one's going to be Hawkeye number 21. Matt Fraction is the writer. David Aja, or Aja, I always fucking get his name fucking wrong. It starts off, if you guys have been reading Hawkeye, dude, he's in charge of this fucking apartment complex in fucking some shitty fucking part of fucking New York, dude. All his neighbors. Now it's been written really good up to issue 15.
Well, they fucked up all the fucking.
Ever since that one happened,
they got mixed up everything. All the issues. Yeah.
So, anyways, dude, he's getting his neighbors together. So it's like a fucking 20-store fucking game of death, fucking tower, and there's a bunch of literally fucking Russian mob that
he's still fighting these fuckers.
That he's still fighting them, dude. Okay. Now, granted, guys, this is not Book of the Week by any stretch of the imagination. I'm stoked towards the end because a lot of cool shit happens, dude. So now Hawkeye has been fucking stabbed. His brother has fucking lost use of his legs. This was happened like 4 issues ago because mm-hmm. Homeboy in the mask literally fucking shot. Fucking, he killed both. Like, he jacked them both up, dude. So apparently the Bartons are useless. That's the way how good it's been written, dude.
Jesus.
So he's pretty much just pep talking all his residents, like, all right, I need you guys to do this, I need you to do that. And right off the bat, like 20,000 fucking vans show up with 1,000 fucking.
Of course, they're white vans.
Of course, right, dude. So these bros, they would say, bro, bro, hey, bro. So they come out, dude. So yeah, dude, just weird, dude. They start attacking the apartment complex. They want to get in. Now, the interesting thing about this, and one of the fucking. Vans is Homeboy, who's been fucking after fucking Hawkeye and has been having the upper hand on him since the whole story began. So anyways, dude, the neighbors put all their furniture, like a gateway barrier, you know, all their junk, all their furniture, everything to stop these guys or slow them down. We have neighbor up on top of the roof throwing down hot fucking coals on these guys. We have homegirl comes by in her car. She's mowing them down. It's all part of fucking Hawkeye's plan to, like, wipe out as many of these guys as he can.
It's kind of like the Lord of the Rings when they're trying to fucking get through that castle.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Yeah, goes. Yeah, dude. So they finally get into the apartment complex. Hawkeye is able to get away, and he finally gets the upper hand, finally, on this fucking white-painted face motherfucker. He finally fucking shoots him with an arrow, dude. Although he's been shot, dude, he's walking by and he literally fucking. Okay. Again, this is not fucking book of. Maybe this is shitty Book of the Week. Fuck me. I'm going through it. Okay, so now apparently these bros fucking brought their fucking grandma and she's the one who gets the upper hand on fucking Hawkeye.
Jesus.
Straight up fucking smacks him in the face with a fucking baseball bat. She's literally smashing his fucking face. Now, the art by this, David Aja, is great, dude, but the story. Fucking again, not, like I said, now coming to think of it, probably fucking sucks dick.
Dude.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, dude. So, anyways, dude, it ends with Hawkeye literally chained up, tied up, and he can't hear anything, dude. He's been deaf for a while because prior issues again fucked up his hearing. He's deaf from one ear. Okay. He opens his eyes, he sees his brother fucking tied up, and he's like, oh fuck, my Jesus. Brother always told me to fight, not to give up. And he's like, fuck, my brother's gonna do something. He's got that look in his eye, dude. So, trying to save the day, his brother is, you know, he's getting the upper hand, and he ends up getting fucking literally stabbed in the back, and he gets stabbed, dude. He's pretty much done skis. By the time Hawkeye gets to him, his brother finally dies. Guy has been a Dark Avenger, I believe, and the only cool thing about this is, you know, they're finally, Hawkeye wakes up, he doesn't know how, how he ended up on there, how they both ended up on there. But when he looks over at the door, he finally sees... I think I liked it. Pizza Dog was the best thing about this fucking goddamn franchise. You know what? Shitty book of the week. let me scroll through that real quick, dude. Now, this is awesome because, you know, again, Pizza Dog I fucking love. I think I love this more so because the final bow is this one, or the final bow, I guess. And the next target is going to be a new series, Hawkeye, but it's going to be written by Jeff Lemire.
Nice.
So I'm stoked more about Jeff Lemire writing it. I love Fraction. Wow, it fell off the last 10 issues of this one, dude.
Very cool. Okay, the next book I reviewed was Black Vortex from our buddy...
Sam Humphries and Ed McGuinness, dude. Yeah, Sam Humphries, dude. Let's talk about it real quick, dude.
Okay, we went to Fat Collectibles.
Fat Collectibles, and we went to a signing of Sam Humphries, dude. So he writes a Star-Lord, or Legendary Star-Lord. He's written the Avengers AI? No, Age of Ultron AI.
Age of Ultron.
So, yeah, he's been out for a while, dude. It was cool shooting the shit with him, so down to earth, dude. We're working on an interview with him. But yeah, dude, Sam Humphries, and then Ed McGuinness. I love the art on this one.
The art was really done well. We start off 12 billion years ago, a planet called... Visgardia, I can't say it, and looks like a looks like they're trying to shoot off a rocket, like kind of like taking off, and it ends up badly. It explodes. You can see this planet trying to involve their you know, going to space. Yeah. You know, a character named Gara wants to advise more. She wants to move forward, move out to the cosmos, but there's this giant statue, and they call it the Godhead.
They call it Godhead on this planet, but it's a straight-up celestial.
Okay, yeah. So he just stands there, stares down. Gara prays. They look like they pray to this, like an idol.
It does, though, right? Yeah.
Godhead reacts, finally gives her the Black Vortex. It's like a mirror. It's a mirror. We go back to the present time, and Storm is chewing out Hank for not fixing what he started with the... Everything we started is always Hank's fault.
It kind of is.
Oh, it is. Whatever. You know, what are you gonna do? Then they are interrupted by Magic.
Yeah.
Dude. And some of the other X-Men. Pretty funny scenes with Iceman. Iceman is hilarious.
Iceman is fucking funny. She's like, "What's the first thing we told you?"
Oh yeah. Hi guys.
Don't talk at all.
So they're all teleported to space. The Guardians are having a game night, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
When Peter interrupts, with "I'm so in need of help," like he always is.
Yeah.
So we get a backstory with Star-Lord and Kitty wanting to cause some trouble with Star-Lord's pops.
Yeah.
That knife.
Yeah, knife. So we found out that knife is his son, Jason. Yeah.
Yeah. But they find out they come across a Black Vortex. So a big conversation with some villains, and they're talking about it. They have an old-looking guy step up to the mirror, and when he uses it, it turns into a massive... creature type. Makes him better.
Yeah It intensifies, I guess, what you're not even alter ego, I guess, to a certain extent, right? It changes you for sure.
It's more powerful.
Yeah, it intensifies your power. Yeah,
and being more powerful puts you into he's a new member of the new group called the Slaughter Lords. Kitty and Peter act quickly as she phases the vortex from the ground. So they take it back. I don't know how she carries this thing, but anyways, they take it back to the base where the X-Men and the Guardians are figuring out awesome. What to do with it. They got a whole group of fucking people in a small spaceship.
Yeah.
The bad guys show up. I don't know how they find them so fast. They get into a fight, big fight. Gamora takes this. This is what kind of bothered me too with Gamora. She would have been in the middle.
Fighting.
Yeah. She wouldn't have taken the Black Vortex like she did during the fight.
Yeah, very true. Now, there's a scene, there's one small panel where she looks at the mirror. Like, this mirror, it to a certain degree, it kind of seems like... I read Legendary Star-Lord, so in one of those ones, they show, like, even if you kind of glimpse at it, it kind of seduces you.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably why, but you're right. She would be in the middle of the fight, dude.
She transforms into a super hotter Gamora.
Super hotter.
So my thoughts.
I agree, dude.
I'm on board. Not really mind breaking, but very strong.
Yeah. I mean, Sam Humphries did good at keeping it fun. So I mean, yeah, fuck it, not bad, dude.
Cool. What
did all right, dude. Let's hit something I actually liked. let's do Nailbiter, dude.
Nailbiter?
Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to have this one. It's also written by Joshua Williamson. I'm loving this comic, dude. This is Nailbiter number 10. Sam Henderson is the artist, and I love his art. They work great together. If you guys are reading freaking Nailbiter, dude, it's fucking great. You know we love it. We talk about it all the time, dude. So if you guys were paying attention the last time we spoke about this, I believe we reviewed this one too, is the bus driver for the town literally drives the bus full of kids into the forest. Now, he literally has this feeling of, I want to kill these kids. Like, one of you kids is going to end up a buckaroo butcher. One of you kids is going to end up a psychotic killer. So if I kill all of you guys, I'm literally taking care of, you know, the city. Which is an interesting way of thinking. But kind of sound, too. Anyway, so one of the kids gets out of the bus and he comes across, again, this mysterious figure we've seen before. He's wearing, like, a fucking horned mask, dude.
It's really cool, dude.
And he just tells the kid, shh. Interesting panel, though, dude. So the bus driver finds this fucking kid, and he literally puts him back in the bus. Meanwhile, this is going on in the town. Elliot Carroll, the dude who came out here to see his friend, or to find his friend, who had his arms and legs chopped off about 4 issues ago. He's talking to the FBI, like, okay, shit's going down. These kids are gone. He's working with the town sheriff, and everyone hates her guts because she dated fucking Nailbiter.
She was banging him.
She was banging him, dude. And in high school, and, you know, everyone thinks that, oh, you're covering up for him.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, minister of the town starts talking shit on her, and she's like, wait a second, you know, you're the one who always fucking says, you know, that I should accept or being more, you know, accepting of him being innocent. So she's like, where the fuck is fucking, you know, where the hell is this bus driver at? You know him more than we do. This guy literally, dude, fucking drives the school bus off into the fucking lake, dude. Now, homeboy Elliot and Finch, I'm sorry, yeah, Finch is homeboy's name, and Elliot, they literally get there in time. They start taking off their fucking shirts, jackets, to jump in to save the fucking kids that are literally drowning in the fucking school bus by this point. One kid is left, actually the bastard kid that tried to get away, he's the last one in there. So Finch is able to get the last kid. Thank goodness they're able to get the last kids out of there. Mm-hmm. He asks the sheriff, dude, so what's going on? You know, like, I saw something down there. Anyways, dude, so the school bus driver is still alive, dude. One of the kids is right next to him, and he's literally telling them, like, you know, with one of these kids is going to end up a killer. Like, you guys should be fucking saving me. You guys should have let me go through with it, dude. And it's just really interesting because what happens, the school bus driver is about to pull out his fucking gun, and the panel was just fucking awesome. A little fucking toddler girl.
I wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I, dude. Pulls out like a butterfly knife and stabs fucking the school bus driver in the fucking throat. And just the page, the colors, the inks on that. It's a gnarly fucking page to see, dude.
It's pretty dope.
And the little girl, like, has blood squirting on her face. And everyone's just tripping out like, oh, fuck. Like, shit. No. And so school bus driver, poof, gone, dead.
Gone, done.
Yeah, dude. Where's the ambulance? They start calling him for backup, dude. It's like, oh, fuck, he's dead. She's like, it's okay, honey. The bad man is gone. It's okay. And just the look in this little girl's eyes, like, the school bus driver was right, dude. Like, so many, there have been, what, like 16 buckaroo butchers or psychotic killers from Buckaroo, Wisconsin. So that's what the bus driver was trying to fucking to stop, dude. Yeah, boy, dude. And so anyways, that's pretty much how it ends, except for Finch. He asked, you know, when I was in the water saving that kid, I saw something. What happened? And, you know, is this a man-made lake? She goes, yeah, you know, it was a man-made lake. And he goes, yeah. Because I saw something, and what it is he sees this, looks like an Aztec, interesting kid-looking Aztec fucking temple underwater.
Underwater, dude.
But, yeah, so I love the way it ends, too, just to top things off. It's a gnarly fucking book. I love it. This one wasn't as creepy as the other ones, although that little girl stabbing him was nuts, dude.
Was nuts.
So Finch goes straight up to Nailbiter's home, dude, and he kicks the fucking door down, and he's like, he starts fucking wailing on fucking Nailbiter. And he ties him up. He fucking handcuffs him. And he's like, you know, I got fired from the force, from the FBI, for fucking, the last time I interrogated him or someone, I accidentally killed them. And he's like, I'm not going to let that happen this time. So he fucking literally opens up his fucking bag of tricks, which is just like a fucking bunch
Dexter
of
status.
Yeah, totally, dude. So I love the way it ended. It's one of my book of the weeks, or books of the week, dude. So loved it, man.
It was awesome. What else did I read? I read Saga. I talked so much shit on this.
I like Saga. But I love Saga it. Was good this week, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Granted, it sometimes it has its slow issues. This one was more of a filler anyways, but yeah, go for it, dude. Fiona Staples and...
And we'll find out. We'll come back to it. Saga 25, where we start off...
How did I fucking blank on his name?
What do you mean?
Fiona Staples is the artist.
And the writer...
Brian K. Vaughan. I'm sorry about that. I would have got pissed if I would have fucking let that one get through me, dude.
We start off with new season with Saga, and it starts off kind of like the Hunger Games. You know, there's a lot of, they're trying to, there's a lottery. They start off with like a lottery of people being picked to put into war. So they get kind of like the story of how the war and how people fought evolved.
Yeah.
Then we see a draft. They go from that lottery to a draft, and after a while, they enlist other races and everyone. And the universe had a skin in the war.
Mm.
Again, this battle. We find Dagon with Hazel walking in the snow outside the ship.
Which is interesting, dude. Now, Dangle is the TV guy.
TV guy.
Who used to work with, in the prince's quarters, I guess.
Yeah, his son died.
Feels, yeah, betrayed, yeah.
And so he took the prince and Hazel.
Yeah, so they have the prince's baby, which is literally a baby, and Hazel, which is Lana and Marco's daughter, and she's like toddlerish, maybe 4 or 5.
I think 3.
He better hope she doesn't have a gun, dude. Toddlers.
The tree-like ship has trapped the others inside. Kara wanted to take charge while the mom is having withdrawals. What's the name of the mom?
Alana.
Alana's having withdrawals from the drugs.
From the drugs, dude. Straight up,
drug, yeah. Drug addict. We find the other group, the fighting a dragon, the black girl.
Mm-hmm.
They fight this dragon. They're looking for a male dragon to cut the balls off.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a female, and that pisses, and it just explodes like urine and all.
Yeah, dude. It's like money shot. Yeah, dude.
So, some golden showers. Anyways, the TV prince is with Marco. Are in search for their kids from Dango. We get a dad missing his daughter moment. Really, the panels is really good. Where he,
I like,
you know,
how they wrote that. Yeah,
he'll do anything to get her back. Even team up with the TV prince. I love how the writer gives us like one liners to like what the fuck. Like, we know that Marco won't see Hazel for like 2 years.
Yeah,
because they do it in the narrator. Like, this is, I won't see my dad for another 2 years. So like. It's kind of like...
It's foreshadowing already, dude. Like, fuck, and you know? Most of the story is narrated by Hazel, which is good. I like that touch a lot, dude.
Dango has put together a band of freedom fighters dedicated to end both worlds' regions of terror.
Mm-hmm.
A team fighters the revolution.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. He's fucking prince. This is the revolution.
It's a filler. It's a solid issue. There's lots of solid shit going on. Yeah. I guess I'm back on Saga.
Cool. I liked it a lot too, dude. Okay, very cool, man. Let's do Wolf Moon number 3, dude.
Wolf Moon.
We both liked it, dude, so we can kill it real quick, dude.
Okay, let me bring it up. Yeah, this issue was... This comic is...
Very fucking cool book,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, very...
I want to say kind of creepy status. This is a new version. I guess best way to put it, Adam had put it too, is it's definitely a werewolf story, but... A new
twist.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Now, this one, I just love the writer. Anyways, we'll get to him. It's Colin Bunn, but I'll get to the artist right now, dude. It pretty much starts off at a fucking titty bar, dude.
Love it.
Yeah. Great. The art is great. The
colors, dude.
The colors are gorgeous, dude. And again, dude, it's issue number 4, guys. It's easy to pick up, dude. And you can go single to single issues, although the trade should be dropping by next month, at the end of next month. Anyways, dude, so this guy's sweating mad balls, dude. And this stripper's
not
literally...
Not in a good way, by the way.
You know, right? He's sweating mad balls, dude. And he's a regular here, you can tell. And this, the way the stripper talks, I'm like, you know, you're not paying attention to me today, Vic. And it's cool because it kind of shows like a... American Werewolf in London type of deal where he sees people as they're dead.
As in, like, yeah, as, like, as they're ripped apart.
Yeah, as they're ripped apart. Like, her intestines are coming out. You can see her fucking... Everything. It's just great fucking beautiful picture, dude. Or fucking art in this. So, Vic is fucking sick as fuck, dude. He's tosses up, dude. He gets... Runs the fuck out of the fucking titty bar. And it just... He looks... Like, well, he's obviously fucking sick and sweating balls, dude. It happens to be a full moon this night. A bunch of kids are out and about. They're going to the titty bar, too. One of the boys says, like, hold on. Let me take a piss. Hey, stupid. Jump inside, take a piss in here.
It's yeah, like, strip joints do have bathrooms.
I know, right, dude? He's like, nah, you know how disgusting, how dirty it is in there. So anyways, as Stupid decides, you know, he's gonna go take a piss, Vic from, you know, who is sick, he happened to transform into a werewolf.
Lunchtime for this guy.
Yeah. So it goes, I guess, through what he went through early on in the day, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Before he changed,
dude. And okay, the artist is gonna be Jeremy Hong. The color, just because the colors are great, is going to be Lou Loughridge. And then Colin Bunn, we fucking love his writing anyways. Yes. He's a writer. Very cool dude, Casey and Dylan, which is... Dylan is the cat who has interacted. He's been infected by this wolf before. So
the main character.
Yes. Now, he's not a cop. He's just a man. He's literally on a stakeout looking for every time there's a sighting. He wants to kill the next fucking wolf or werewolf that
hoping
appears.
Hoping that it'll stop the...
His transformation. The or just anyone's transformation. Because really. Like Adam has mentioned, this weird thing about this one.
The moon actually picks its victims to become a werewolf.
Yeah.
So he's trying to... Hopefully, if he kills one of them, it'll stop the moon.
Yeah. Now that's what he's hoping. Now he's talking to, I guess, it looks like his old girlfriend.
Yeah,
possibly
ex.
Wife. Yeah, ex for sure, dude. And she's Casey, dude. So now... Dylan finally gets to the strip joint and he wants to fucking literally
get some lap dances.
get his dick sucked. And yeah, dude, so he wants information. So he literally pays the stripper for information as opposed to, you know, getting his dick wet.
Right.
So anyways, she tells him, like, you know, yeah, you know, he was fucking tripping mad balls when he came in. It's like, you know, and I'm sorry, Dylan's like, fuck, okay, you know where he works though? Yes, I do. Here's his fucking, he happened to leave his fucking keys in his wallet.
Right. All right.
Now, Dylan's on the fucking prowl. Now, it shows something interesting, dude, in this one. We have some guy who it looks like was one step ahead of Dylan, dude.
Yeah, he looks like another hunter, for sure.
He does, though. Exactly, dude. So now he's exactly like Adam said, a hunter. So now, apparently, this Vic character, fucking, who has, you know, transformed into the werewolf, he decides to go to fucking work fucking sick still.
And he's a fucking...
Not yet. Okay. Now he's dressing up, dude, so he's a security guy.
Security guard.
Seriously, yeah. Straight up, dude. Now, the hunter has someone held captive? We don't know. Now, we don't know who the hell it is. But he's got a fucking nice gun, a sniper rifle. And again, it goes back to Vic. So Vic, I guess, transformed after he ate pissing guy.
And then when the moon went down...
The moon went back down. He transformed regular, but he's still fucking sweating balls. And they're like, dude, go fucking home. And then homeboy literally works at a fucking mall. He transforms yet again at work. You know, when the mall's like at its most, you know...
It's Christmas time, by the way.
No shit, dude.
He bites the fucking chin off.
Of homeboy who is telling him, go home. I'll show you going home. Again, the art, the inks, the colors are gorgeous, yeah. Guys. We highly recommend this book. I loved the fuck out of it, dude. So anyways, dude, he transforms into werewolf, dude. So now Dylan just gets to the fucking mall. As fucking werewolf guy is on a fucking prowl, just taking out fucking
Christmas. This is how I feel at Christmas time at the mall, dude. Just ripping totally people apart.
Yeah, totally, dude. Oh, I fucking feel you, dude. So, anyways, dude, it's funny, I guess, because the werewolf notices Dylan. He goes to attack him, but right when the werewolf looks like about to kill Dylan, this hunter guy happens to shoot right in front of the werewolf. Now we don't know if.
He missed on purpose? Mm-hmm. I think he did. I mean,
or if he was trying to draw attention away from either the werewolf or Dylan.
Worst fucking shot ever if he missed.
I know, dude, right? Worst hunter ever, for sure. Anyways, dude, so it's weird, though, because it kind of looks now like the hunter is trying to kill the werewolf. Because either that or he's just blasting fucking innocent civilians now for no fucking reason, dude. So anyways, dude, Dylan goes after the fucking wolf. It looks like he's just following, you know, the bloodstream, you know, blood trail. The hunter goes back after him, dude. So there's an altercation with just a security guards.
That's me.
Yeah, dude. Adam dealing with fucking Dylan, like, give me your fucking gun, stupid. Why'd you bring your dog in here? So Dylan really has the werewolf now finally dead to rights. He's about to fucking shoot him, dude. And then, again, sniper guy.
shoots everybody.
He shoots everyone, dude.
But the fucking wolf or...
Or Dylan, wolf. Yeah, dude. And it still doesn't look like fucking... Maybe the wolf has been shot?
No. He's killing... He's doing everyone. Headshots yeah, yeah. on everyone.
So, what's his agenda behind all this?
Very interesting.
Right? So, again, I love the fuck out of it, dude. So, Dylan sees him up in the fucking rafters. He starts shooting that fucking hunter. And it looks like the werewolf has been scared away, dude. So, now that Dylan's focused on fucking the hunter... the police happen to get there. So Adam is back up. Two-inch Gil get here. Fucking Java. And it's funny because literally right when the cops get there, the wolf appears right behind Dylan. And the comic ends right there, dude. It's to be continued, of
so course, good.
Dude. I'm loving the fuck out of it. Again, the art, the colors, the inks. It's a really interesting new take on a werewolf story, dude.
Very good. Very good.
So, I love it, dude. Definitely book of the week for me. Nailbiter as well, but I think I'm going to give it to fucking Wolf Moon number 3 for sure, dude.
Yikes.
All right, man.
It was a good book. All right, so that's our wrap-up.
Yeah, that's our show for the week, guys. We went a little long. We hope you guys don't mind. You guys got to let us know, dude. If we go too long, let us know. If we're not long enough, let us know.
Let us know, guys. Okay. And then you can find me at Mem the Beaner.
I'm at the number 4, The Villain. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com. You guys can find us on Instagram at comic_syndicate. You guys can find us, like our page, The Comic Syndicate fan page. On Facebook, we're getting a little hit up on there too. Jester actually left us a lot of fucking dope fucking message on there.
Nice.
Last week, he said, like, dude, the must podcast to listen to, not your typical podcast. So thanks for the plug, Johnny. We totally appreciate it, homeboy. And, yeah, dude, everyone, thanks for listening. Share us, guys. You guys don't have to rate us, but definitely share us with people who dig on fucking comics and two assholes who don't mind speaking their fucking minds.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We will catch you guys next week.
Peace out.